Station 1. The Scars of Life. The Scars Were Given. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Matthew 26, 36 through 38. As events unfolded leading to Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus foresaw the trouble to come, the pain, suffering, and intense wounding that was to be inflicted upon him. Like us, he needed comfort and companionship to endure that which was to come. The scars of life are real. We all have them. And many of us still can carry shame and humiliation over their appearance. Whether from a person who has harmed you, an unfortunate experience, a tragedy or deep loss, we know what it means to be sorrowful and troubled. But there is hope and healing when we embrace these scars with a view toward heaven. Consider a word, phrase, or symbol that represents a wound, scar, or deep pain you have felt in your life from an event, relationship, or experience. Scars can define us or merely remind us. Which will you choose? Take an erasable marker and write on the back of your hand or arm this word, phrase, or symbol. Carry it with you for as long as you need, and remember that Jesus knows what it is to feel wounded, hurt, and overwhelmed with a sorrow to the point of death. And be reminded of his words. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33.